Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. And I'm going to spend, I don't know that it'll be every Wednesday night, but, or even every service, but I want to spend some time, on faith. And I've titled this message, it's just a simple title, here in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. And that is the faith of Noah. The faith of Noah. And Noah lived in some, and we'll be talking about this shortly, but Noah lived in some very difficult times. It was to the point to where God said, I've had enough. I've had enough. And so he asked Noah, encouraged Noah, commanded Noah, directed Noah to build an ark. Now, could you imagine, and even though God gave him the perfect dimensions, the perfect design, how everything was supposed to be, could you imagine building something that you had never seen before? You know, it's amazing to me how an architect or a designer can design something, and then you give the plans to a builder, and then that builder has never seen it, but yet they can build it. And that's amazing to me. I'm the type of person to where I like to see things, and if I can see it, then a lot of times I can understand it. But I have a harder time to visualize something having never seen it. And so everybody's makeup and everybody's chemistry is a little different. And so God asked Noah, told Noah, commanded Noah to build an ark. And it makes mention here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, about Noah's faith. So let me read to you that verse. It says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs of righteousness, which is by faith. So we've titled this message, The Faith of Noah. So let's spend some time with Noah tonight, and hopefully we can find some encouragement in, even in these days that we're living, maybe there's some things that we can pull from this that can strengthen our faith. That's our goal, that's our challenge, that's our burden, is that our faith is strengthened. And when our faith is strengthened, then what an example that we'll have to a world that is lost and dying. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you for this opportunity that we have, that we can come and spend some time together in fellowship and in love, and spend time together in your word. And Lord, you know the requests of prayer that were mentioned, those that even are online. Lord, they have burdens too, and they have prayer requests too. And they might not be spoken, and we might not be able to hear them tonight, but Lord, they're carrying a heavy load too. So help us tonight that our faith is strengthened through your word. Encourage us tonight. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. There's something that kind of caught my attention as I was studying this passage. And it says, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet. Now, if we go back just a little bit to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if you compare the two, Noah was building an ark, and Noah was listening to God, and he hadn't seen what was going to take place. And he was taking God by faith. And the verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so faith ties into things that we haven't seen. Things that we deal with, and we deal with it every day. Things that we haven't seen. And it says being warned of God. And so Noah was warned about a lot of different things, about where the world was, about the corruption, about the things that were taking place. And let me begin by saying this. Believing God exists is only the beginning. Believing God exists is only the beginning. Just realizing that there's a higher power is only part of it. Believing God is a higher power is only part of it. In James 2:19, it even makes mention that the demons believed that much. The demons believed that much. So it goes beyond God existing. And we can talk to people through our day and through our environment and through our counters with people, and they will, you know, I don't know that many people. There's been a couple in my life that I've encountered that says God doesn't exist. And I know they're out there, the atheists, but I'm still not convinced that everybody that says they're an atheist don't believe in God. They just may not believe in Jesus Christ. They may not believe, but I'm just not personally convinced that every person that says they're atheist truly doesn't believe in God. But there are individuals that talk about a higher power. There's individuals that talk about God and make mention God. But it doesn't mean they know Him in a relationship. Or it doesn't mean that they know Him personally. You see, Noah's faith was so much more than just believing God was real. And Noah's faith was so much more than believing God exists. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I'm going to get you tonight to turn to Genesis chapter 6, and I'm going to make some references about the wickedness of man, and I'm also going to make some references about what God had told Noah to do. And remember, it's the faith of Noah. So we're kind of dissecting a little bit at a higher level as to an individual that was noted in the Bible about having faith, and which we read to you just a few moments ago. So what was happening during that time period? What was happening during that time period of Noah's life? Well, in verse 13 of Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says, "And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." So God had a plan. The wickedness, the things that was taking place in this world, was full of corruption, and God had a plan. And so God had told Noah, He said unto Noah, and He was talking about how wicked things were, how violent things were, and God saw much corruption on the earth, and everything a person could imagine was taking place. Some of the most wicked things was taking place on the earth at that time. And God told Noah to build an ark. And God told him exactly how He wanted it built. And therefore, God had a plan. God had a plan for us through Noah. God had a plan for us through Noah. And it took Noah's faith, and we are recipients of Noah's faith. Because everyone else was destroyed in the flood. And so God had a plan. And this was to be done, and this is important, but this was to be done God's way. Anything that we do, we need to do it God's way. Not our ways, not our ideas, but God's way. And that's why it's so important that we pray and that we seek the Lord and that we find His direction and for our lives and our life every day. And so because of the world and the wickedness and all the things that are taking place around us. Genesis chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, "And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Now that's pretty sobering. When you really stop and think about it, that's pretty sobering. That God says everything living, everything breathing was going to be destroyed because of the wickedness that was in their lives. The flood waters would destroy all flesh. Now when I start thinking about that, and when I start meditating on that, that's pretty overwhelming. That there was that much that was taking place that God says, I've had enough. I've had enough. Noah's faith was critical. In a time like this, Noah's faith was critical. It was critical, the decision that he was going to have to make. It was critical whether he was going to listen to God. It was critical whether he was going to heed to his word. It was critical that he did things exactly the way God wanted them done. It was critical. And everything was resting on God, but everything was also resting on the faith of one man. What a responsibility. Noah's faith had to be real. Noah's faith had to be real. Noah's faith had to rely solely on God. It had to rely solely on God. It wasn't in his ability to build because the ark had never been built. He was the key to put, or maybe I should put it this way. He is the key to put feet to faith. He was putting feet to faith. Because God was telling him what to do, and God was telling him to build the ark, but now he had to put feet on his faith. He had to actually build the ark, and it was going to take a number of years, but I'm encouraged tonight because Noah, in verse 22 of Genesis chapter 6, I'm encouraged tonight because it said, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. That's encouraging. That's encouraging that he was able to not focus on all the wickedness, not focus on all the things that was taking place and everything imaginable was taking place, not focusing on those things, but focusing on God. And because of his focus on God, he was able to do something that affected us today. You see how important our faith is? You see how important Noah's faith was? Noah did what God commanded him to do. And I'm amazed of that faith that he did, and he listened, and the fact that he had faith in God's word. He had faith in God's word. He had faith in what God told him to do. And we have the word of God before us, and our faith should be in the word of God. Noah's was. Noah's was, his faith was in God. He had faith in what God said. He had faith in who he was, meaning God, and who God was. And Noah acted on that faith. And he built the ark. Noah's faith. I'm also amazed at the dependence that he had in God. Now I emphasized this past Sunday, and I'm going to emphasize it again tonight because I believe it's something that we need to really hold tight to, and that is this. For Noah to have faith to build something he had never seen, to do something that no one had ever done in a corrupt world that everything imaginable was taking place, three words. He believed God. He believed God. He didn't have the attitude, I believe you, but I believe you, however. You ever talk to someone like that? You ever had that experience before? You're talking to someone and that person says, yeah, I can do that, but I just can't do it right now. Or it could be anything. But he didn't have that attitude. He didn't have that attitude, I believe you, but, or I believe you, however. He just simply believed God. His faith in God and God's word was proven by his actions because he had to build the ark. And it wasn't like he could go out and get a contractor or take bids as to something being built. But he had to take God at his word and he had to put his faith to action. He not only had to put his faith to action on building the ark, he also had to put his faith in action in a corrupt world. You see, it's one thing to build an ark, something that he's never seen, but yet God had plans for, but he also had to put his faith in the fact that he was living in a corrupt world. Are there any similarities in the world that we live in today? You look at the things that's taking place now, and the things that they just simply show on TV when I was growing up, they would have never done that. And so do you understand how that things are continuing to get corrupt? They were already corrupt, but they're continuing to get worse. They're continuing to do those things. So that's why our faith is so important. Our faith is so important. And so here's a few things about Noah's faith. The first thing is, it was a beautiful faith. It was a beautiful faith. Verse 9 of Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And there's something to be said about that. Noah walked with God even in the corruption and even in the things that was taking place. Noah walked with God. And we can learn that from Noah because of the corruption that's taking place now. We can learn that from Noah. Noah walked with God. And we could elaborate a little bit on that. He walked with God in an environment that was corrupt. Now, I've already mentioned that, but let me read it to you in Genesis 6, chapter 5 and following. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. That's pretty bad. When you really stop and think about it, that's pretty bad. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creepy things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But in an environment like that, Noah walked with God. Noah walked with God. That's why it's a beautiful faith. Because he walked with God. You know, if we compare anything at all, and I don't know that you can compare to what we're in today as to the days of Noah. I can say that these are very wicked days, and I can say they're very corrupt days, and I can say they're very difficult days, and I can say all those things just like you can say them. But do you understand now how that Noah's faith is a beautiful faith in such a wicked environment? Just walking with God. A beautiful faith. His faith was also simple. A simple faith. You know what was simple about? You know, sometimes the most simplest things are the hardest things. Example would be when your parents, when you were young and your parents told you not to do something. And you did it anyway. And then when you did it, if you were anything like my parents, you wouldn't do it but just a few times and you would realize that you needed to stop. They would show you that you needed to stop. And you would finally get the idea and you would finally get the understanding that you need to stop. Punishment would come. But there is such a temptation. One of the hardest things for people is when you see something that says, don't do it, that you do it anyway. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but if you want to nod, that's okay. If you saw a sign that said, wet paint, how many of you would just kind of touch it to see if it's wet? Is anybody guilty of that? If you see a sign, wet paint, are you tempted to touch to see? And you're going to do one or two things when you touch it. When you touch it and you look at your hand and it doesn't have any paint on it, you'll say, well, that paint ain't wet. But if you touch it and you see some paint on your hands, then you'll say, that paint was wet. The reason Noah had simple faith is because he did what God said. No special instructions. Yeah, he had instructions on how to build the ark. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the type of wood and the dimensions and all that. I'm just saying he did what God said. And that's a simple faith. But sometimes it's hard because we'll say, well, I know I need to do this or I know I don't need to do this, but, and we'll kind of do a dot, dot, dot and give a reason why maybe we can't or shouldn't or did or didn't do what we were told. See, he had a simple faith. His faith was simple because he walked with God. The Bible says that he walked with God. And we can do the same. We can walk with God. His faith also was a saving faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. The Bible says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man. And I read to you that just a few months ago. I will destroy man whom I have created. But guess who lived? It was Noah. It was Noah. Noah lived through. And we see that in our opening verse. Noah being warned of God of the things not seen, moved with fear, prepared the ark to the saving of his house. So Noah's faith was a saving faith. He walked with God. He's listened to God. He followed God in the building of the ark and God saved him and his family. And yes, even the animals. A saving faith. And we benefit by his faith. His faith was also a serving faith. A serving faith. How did he serve? He built the ark. He built the ark. You know, God can do what he needs to do. But yet, he addressed Noah to build the ark. And it took a lot of years for that to take place. But the whole time, every piece of wood, every measurement, everything as he built and built and built, everything he was showing his faith. His faith was being experienced. He was living out his faith. He built the ark. He served God no matter what. And we can do the same. We serve God no matter what. No matter what the world says, no matter what the world's ideas are, no matter what's taking place in life, no matter what kind of corruption there is or what kind of wickedness and all those things, we can serve God no matter what. I'm sure he had some tough days. And I'm sure he had some trying days. But he still served. His faith was a serving faith. He would look at the task at hand, and not only all the things, you know, he would look at the task at hand, he would perform the task at hand, even though all the wickedness was taking place. All the wickedness was taking place. All the corruption. All the thoughts. The evil, the Bible said, the thoughts were evil continually. In verse 5, chapter 6, and Noah still served. Noah still did what God asked him to do. Noah applied his faith. And here's the blessing. His faith came with a blessing. His faith came with a blessing. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. His faith came with a blessing. Come thou in. Can you imagine? After all the building, seeing all the wickedness, God says, come on in. Do you know we've got that to look forward to? If we know Christ as our personal Savior, you know, I don't think we can look at all the wickedness in this life. We can look at all these things. But I think when we close our eyes here, and open up our eyes there, which is in heaven, I don't think we're going to think about anything that happened in the past, in any of our hardships, in any of our trials, in any of our burdens. But when we put our eyes on Jesus, that's going to be a wonderful time. When Noah built the ark, and when Noah went through all the things he went through, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou in, and all thy house, into the ark. That's a blessing. Noah's faith came with a blessing. His faith was built on his relationship. And I can't stress that enough. His faith was built on his relationship and his walk with God. The Bible says that he walked with God. Noah lived in some very troublesome days. And I'm sure the building of the ark wasn't easy. But he did as God instructed. This was Noah's faith. This was Noah's faith. So I ask the question, how is your faith? How is your faith? Do sometimes our faith, do we struggle? I know that times that I'm guilty of our faith struggling or my faith. But you know what? God is faithful. And He'll continue to be faithful. But we can learn from others. And we can learn from someone like Noah. Yes, it's a different time period. God was dealing with people in a different way. But you know what? He's still God. He's still God. And Noah's still man as far as human race. And Noah simply walked with God, did what God said, and he received a blessing. And it took faith. How's your faith? Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And thank you for this brief overview of Noah's life. But Lord, we know it's all about you. We know it's all about your plan. We know it's all about you and our faith in you. Lord, our faith can be challenged. Our faith is challenged. But help us, Lord, to draw closer to you, realizing that just as Noah's faith is helping us today, help our faith help others in our life, that they may see and that someone may say, I want that kind of faith. And it all begins with our walk with God. Help us to do that. Help us to walk. And Lord, we thank you for this time together. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.